Our scripture reading this morning is from Colossians. Is it coming up? Yeah, it is. Great. It's from Colossians 3, verse 15 to 17. And as we're learning about the spiritual discipline of thanksgiving. So let's read starting at verse 15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We are on the way to study these various spiritual disciplines. And we thought it was good in January, at the start of the year, the time when resolutions are made, that this be the topic for the first Sundays of the year. I've been told that fitness clubs see a real spike in their membership in January. People say, all right, now I'm finally going to do it. I'm going to shed those pounds. I'm going to improve my bearing, and I'm going to get fit. And it's a good thing to do. It's a good thing to do. We talk about the body being the temple of the Holy Spirit, and God gave us our bodies as a trust that we are to care for and nurture so that it is all the things that God wants it to be. We are blessed to be physical. But we know that we are more than physical. As important as that is, and as delightful it is as it is to have bodies and capacities to walk and eat and enjoy the physical things, we know that we are also spiritual beings. And that spiritual part of us needs care. Just like we say we should go to the gym or we should exercise to get fit physically, so we need to attend to our spirits that they be fit as well, so that we have joy in that dimension of our being. Last Sunday we said one of the things we need to do if we are going to be spiritually fit is make sure that we are people who know where God speaks. And we talked about God speaking in creation. We need to see the evidence of God in creation. And we need to see that God speaks to us through the Bible, through Scripture. And we need to be people who attend to that, who read it, who study it, meditate on it. That was a good and true lesson for us last week. We're moving on to another one of the spiritual disciplines, and that is thankfulness or gratitude. Now, how do people define that? How would you define what gratitude is? People say, well, you know, when I get a present, I feel thankful towards the one who gave it to me, and I have warm feelings, and it makes me smile, and that is what gratitude is. Some people would say, oh, gratitude is just kind of a way of being. It's not so much an action as an attitude. It's actually kind of hard. And you know those the ancient philosophers, they tried to define everything, because if you can define it, then you can actually understand it. What is gratitude? What the philosophers found, that sometimes the best way to define something is by trying to name what is its opposite. And I asked different people this week, say, so what do you think gratitude is? And they said the kind of thing. You say, okay, now let me ask you, tell me, what do you think the opposite of thanksgiving is, or the opposite of gratitude? And they said, well, a lot of people said this to me. They said, well, I think it's something like indifference. Like, rather than, you know, you get these things and, you know, you just take it all for granted, and that indifference is the opposite of gratitude. Well, actually, that's not quite right. You know, when you say indifference, well, the opposite of indifference is attention. That you pay attention. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're thankful. The better way to define the opposite of gratitude is to use the word resentment. When you are thankful, when you have gratitude, you say, I have received this, and it gives me good feelings of appreciation. The opposite of that is to see somebody else having something and just being consumed by jealousy. Jealousy or resentment is the opposite of thanksgiving. And this is a struggle for us in our society, because our society is really based on resentment. That many would say the reason that the engine in our society, in our economy, is the desire to get more than the next. And the capitalist system is based on that. And that's interesting that it's probably true that capitalism is the one that best understands the condition of the human heart. Say that people aren't going to do all that is good because we are sinful by nature, and we are inclined not to do what is for the good of our neighbor, but really what is only for the good of ourselves. And that's why we have to put brakes on our economy and on our system to ensure that there is a social dimension to it, that we care for the least and the weakest and the hardest done by. We are to resist resentment and instead to cultivate gratitude. Gratitude is really a decision. It's a stance, a basic orientation to life that we take, that the Spirit gives to us. If the devil would say, I want you to not think of others, I want you not to be content, instead I want you to resent what others have and fight for your own selfish gain, we are called to say no to that. And instead to say, I am called to be a person who has the spiritual quality, the spiritual gift of thanksgiving. And that is in us a decision of the heart, so that we simply feel that. How do you receive something so that you just feel that emotion or that orientation towards others? We say, well, that is a gift of God. The only way that we can be the kind of people that we are called to be, that God wants us to be, is if the Spirit comes upon us and transforms us. And Scripture talks a lot about people having hard hearts, or people that are not willing to let the Spirit infiltrate their inner core and transform their attitude and their way of looking at themselves and the world. We have to be a people who say, I will open myself up to God and let His values, His wishes, become that which find its nature right inside of me, so that we are transformed from the inside. And that is something that we need to pray for and to work on developing. It is a decision in the heart, but it is also a decision of the mind. Sometimes people say, oh, you know, the Christian religion is all emotion. And it's just a display of feeling. And some people say, no. What the Christian faith is it's understanding some key doctrines and conforming yourself to these truths that are made evident to you, and so it's in your mind. You have to understand. Well, the question is, do we have to feel the faith, or do we have to know the faith? Well, the answer, the correct answer, I think it's pretty obvious, is we need to do both. We need to have that feeling in our hearts that moves us to feel things and to therefore act according to how God has transformed us. And we need to understand things because they are made known. And when we understand them, we can make the decisions to be conforming to the will of God. We need to be people, body and soul, mind and heart, who say yes to God and live the way He wants us to. And the way that He wants us to live is as people who are grateful. That's not always easy, right? It's not easy for Luke and Henny today to feel grateful with the terrible news about Emily's condition. Is it possible for Alice today to feel grateful when you've just lost your brother? Some of us have disappointment at work. Some of us have disappointment in our relationships. And you say, how can I be grateful when my life isn't good, or these key dimensions of my life are not good? We must remember that the Scripture says that we are to be thankful in all circumstances, but it does not say that we are to be thankful for every circumstance. There are some things like cancer, like death, like disappointment, like betrayal. We're not thankful for any of those things. But we know that as we endure those things, that God is faithful to us even in those times. And so we can say our God does not leave us. We are not abandoned. We are not without hope. We still can look up and say, thanks be to God. Well, the benefits of being people who cultivate spiritual gratitude is that it allows us to see things clearly. When we go through hard times, when there are disappointments and all that kind of negative stuff, the temptation is for that in our minds to consume everything else. All we can see is that pain, is that loss, is that betrayal, is that hurt. And it can crush people, and it wounds people, and it's so damaging when we are taken over by the darkness. People who cultivate the spiritual gift of gratitude see clearly through that. The darkness does not overwhelm. The darkness does not destroy. When you are people who have received the gift and developed the gift of spiritual gratitude, you see who the Lord is, and you understand that these things do not have the last word. so we can be grateful. It lets us see clearly. Another thing that it does is it develops godly character. If we want to be the kind of people God wants us to be, then we must be people who know what it is to be grateful. A godly person is one who displays the fruit of the Spirit. And if you remember what the fruit of the Spirit are, it's in Scripture, love and joy and peace. Patience and kindness and goodness. Faithfulness, self-control, and gentleness. Thank you. All of those things require a thankful, grateful heart for them to develop. It is in the soil of gratitude that the fruit of the Spirit grow. And if we want to be the kind of people that God wants us to be, we have to be people in which the fruit of the Spirit are evident, and they will only be evident if we say we will be a people of gratitude before the Lord. So, it lets us see clearly. It helps us to develop godly character, and it puts us in right relationships. People that are not grateful don't have proper connections with anybody. You certainly don't have that with God Himself. If you're a person who doesn't know what it is to be grateful, how can you turn to God who has given you all things, who has given His Son Jesus so that we can have hope, who's given us the promise of a new earth, who has made us His sons and daughters, says that we are the children of God together. If you're not grateful to Him, then you are walking with a limp. You are not being the kind of person you want. God wants us to be in a right relationship with Him, and that requires gratitude. Now, not only is that true of our relationship with God, it's also true of our relationship with others, with one another. We can so easily take each other for granted, or we can so easily allow one event or one quality or one breakdown to define our relationship one to another. And we can say, the only thing I feel about that guy or that lady or that kid is anger because they've hurt me or they've ticked me off or annoyed me in some way. What does it mean for us to be grateful to God for each other? To celebrate the fact that with all of our struggles, with all of our imperfections, with all the dumb things we do, even to each other, we still can say we've been given to each other to be brothers and sisters, that we are family. We receive so much from each other. And it is right for us to be grateful to one another. We want to be in a right relationship with each other. We need to be thankful for each other. So it restores that relationship. And if there are relationships that are broken or damaged even among us, if we can find it in our hearts, if we can accept that spiritual blessing of gratitude and cultivate that for one another, we will go a long way towards being the kind of community God has called us to be. Which leads us to the last benefit I wanted to say about being a spiritually grateful people, is that it leads to a life of service and blessing. It is grateful people who go out of their way to be a blessing to others. If you would be in service to another and make their lives better, to help them to see more clearly, to experience the joy of life, to comfort them in their affliction or whatever, that comes out of a person who starts with the basic attitude of gratitude. That because I am grateful to God, and because I am grateful for the people of God, and I have so many things to be grateful for, that I therefore will indeed act in gratitude and seek to be a blessing. That is the benefit of spiritual gratitude. Spiritual gratitude begins and it continues and it finds its truest expression in our connection with the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not sure that somebody that doesn't know Christ can be grateful at the depth to which God calls us to be. Because if you don't know Christ, you don't know the source of blessing. And if you don't know the source of blessing, how can you be grateful to the one who has indeed given us all things? So I would say, if you don't know Christ, if you say, well, I don't know what that means. I don't know what that feels like. I don't quite understand the parameters of what it is to know Christ or to be in a connection with Jesus. Jesus is a word. Jesus is something the church says, but I haven't experienced it. Well, then let's talk. Let's talk about what it means to know Christ, because you will find blessing for yourself and others will find blessing through you when you figure that out. So it's good for us to ask the question, am I a spiritually grateful person? And that's this question for you. I can't answer that. We can't answer that. You can only answer that. What is the orientation of your heart? Are you someone who knows what spiritual gratitude is? Say, well, I know Christ, but I don't know gratitude. Say, well, then you got some work to do. I would ask us as a congregation, is Bethel a spiritually grateful congregation? Do we act in ways that show that we know who is the Lord of this place? And do we know to whom we are dedicated? Do all these things that we do, and you look at all the programs and the ministries of Bethel, and it's wonderful. All the things we're trying to do in terms of fellowship with young and old and outreach and serving the community and all this stuff, being good stewards and enjoying the place that we have. Are we doing it because we're grateful? Are we ready and willing to choose gratitude and respond to the call of the Lord? Remember, it is an attitude of the heart, which is how we feel. Do we feel grateful? And do we understand the truth that God has made known to us so that we understand that gratitude and that we are motivated by that wonderful gift of comprehension? The text that we read for today, paraphrasing it just a little bit, whatever we do, whether in word or deed, let us do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen. We're going to pray. I'd ask the ushers maybe to let the Sunday school kids know it's time for them to come back in. Thanks, John. And let's pray together. Dear God in heaven, we want to be grateful because it is true that you are the ultimate giver, that everything we have, even if somebody else gives it to us, it's because they got it from you in the first place. So it's to you that our greatest thanksgiving goes. But sometimes it's hard. We get distracted. Start thinking all about ourselves, and we stop being grateful. So, Lord, turn that around in us, and let us give you the glory. And may we truly be the grateful people of God. Amen.